chapter 45, in which the Ewoks meet a god. These Ewoks are bigger and fiercer than Leia's new friend, Wicket. But compared to Han or Luke, to say nothing of Chewbacca, they are still quite small. And yes, cute. And again, being cute saves their lives here. If they looked like, say, Greedo, Han and Chewie would have blasted them to bits by now. But they just don't seem that threatening. Annoying, maybe, but not a threat. So instead of reaching for his blaster, Han just shoves the spear away from his face.
Point that thing someplace else.
If I can hurt ya.
But the Ewok pushes it back in Han's face, and another hunter rushes in to join him. Behind them, dozens more cautiously creep forward. Han frowns. This could turn into a big annoyance, and they don't have time for annoyances right now. They've got to find Leia. Reluctantly, he goes for his blaster, but Luke stops him. Han, don't. It'll be all right. At first, it is compassion that makes Luke stop Han. There's been plenty of death already, he thinks. And killing these cute furballs will get them no closer to Leia or the shield generator. And that's when he realizes that these creatures might actually help them find both of those things. They don't just know the forest like a map. They know it as their home. They are part of it. Who better to help our heroes through it? But first, they'll have to find a way to make friends with these creatures. And that's when C-3PO finally recovers from the fall and sits up.
Oh, my head!
He exclaims, then sees the Ewoks.
Oh, my goodness!
The Ewoks gush and bow low to the ground.
Mutters Chewbacca.
Beats me, Chewie,
says Han in amazement.
Korawinni! Hush! Kana!
Screeches an Ewok.
Tritentegra isoyoto ambuna noka,
replies C-3PO.
Istakwais! Mogatos isi!
Chatters the Ewok in amazement. Do you understand anything they're saying? Asks Luke.
Oh, yes, Master Luke. Remember that I am fluent in over 6 million forms of...
What are you telling them?
Interrupts Han.
Hello, I think. I could be mistaken. They're using a very primitive dialect, but I do believe they think I am some sort of god.
Luke and Han can't help but laugh. And of course, Han quickly sees a way to turn the Ewoks' confusion to their advantage.
Well, why don't you use your divine influence and get us out of this?
I beg your pardon, General Solo, but that just would not be proper.
Proper?
It's against my programming to impersonate a deity.
Han, exasperated, reaches over to knock on C-3PO's metal head. The Ewoks react swiftly, throwing themselves between Han and the droid, ready to fight to the death to defend their new golden god.
Undat! Hoda! Unusk!
My mistake,
says Han, sinking back down among the ferns with his hands raised.
He's an old friend of mine.
Yabu! Shadow! Abu!
Growls their leader.